Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. An estimated 20,000 Utahns live with lupus, an autoimmune disease that primarily affects young women of childbearing age. Today on the program, we're learning more about this disease and why it's so difficult to diagnose and to treat. Joining me this segment is Noelle Raymond. She is president and CEO of the Utah chapter of the Lupus Foundation. Noelle joins me in studio. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
And the Walk for Lupus 5K and Run will be held this Saturday, May 5th, at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City. There's more information about lupus and the event on our website, kcpw.org. If you have questions about lupus, if it's touched your life, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. And Noelle Raymond, let's begin with your own experience. You were 27. You had five-year-old twins. You had this very successful midwife practice, and then you were thrown this curveball. Describe the beginning of your health problems.
Right. Well, for me, and this is not typical lupus progression. Usually, it's a long process for diagnosis. But for me, I had not been feeling well for a while, but I think it's easy for women to, especially women, to say, you know, have reasons why they feel tired or why they don't feel so great. And I ignored those symptoms for a long time until it came to a head and I had a stroke and ended up in a coma for 11 days and was not expected to make it. I was in heart failure, kidney failure, lung failure. It attacked my central nervous system, seizures, the whole deal. And I made it. I had to learn how to walk again, went through rehabilitation. It was quite a process. And again, this is not typical lupus. I like to put that out there. It does happen, but it's not the common occurrence. But
and yet the first instinct of your doctors was not to look for lupus.
Right. And in fact, they dismissed lupus when they were going through everything. And it wasn't until they ruled out so many more things that they came back to lupus because it's so hard to diagnose.
Why? Why is it so difficult to pin this disease down?
Right. There's no, you can't go to a doctor and ask for a blood test for lupus. It's a criteria diagnosis. So there's 11 criteria and they want you to have four. And a lot of them are subjective. A few of them are blood tests. But one of them specifically is an ANA blood test. And a lot of people use that as the major marker for lupus, and it's not a definitive diagnosis, as in my case. That's why they rolled it out, because I didn't have that marker. And but there are plenty of people with lupus who don't have a positive ANA. So, you know, when you're looking at things that are subjective, some of them are joint pain or sun sensitivity. Those are really hard things to pinpoint and to quantify for patients and doctors. So it becomes a really hard thing to diagnose, and they don't happen at the same time, you know, so you're looking over a past of symptoms to try and pull together a diagnosis.
In fact, the disease is sometimes called the great imitator because its symptoms are very similar to a number of other conditions.
Right.
So that makes it even harder.
More difficult, yeah. And typically, studies have shown that it takes 3 to 5 years and 3 to 5 doctors to get a diagnosis. And we get phone calls at the foundation constantly of people who are at the end, you know, of their patients trying to get a diagnosis. They've been to multiple doctors. There is no lupus doctor. There's not a specialist to treat lupus. Typically, people end up at a rheumatologist, but where lupus can attack the kidneys, it can attack the lungs, you see different specialists. So you have to pull all those, you know, symptoms together and hopefully have someone that's willing to look at everything and make that diagnosis.
So what are some of the diseases that lupus can imitate?
Well, a common one is chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, because even though they're two separate, very separate diseases, when people go to a doctor with joint pain or, you know, nondescript pain, it's one of the first things I think that they guess. Lyme disease is a big one. Lupus can affect the skin, so there's other skin diseases that they confuse it with. Depending on the symptom, I don't think the whole mimics other things, but when you take each part of lupus, you can, you know, if you have pleurisy, which is inflammation of the lining of the lungs, it could be thought that you have bronchitis, and you know, not that it's something of a bigger picture.
About 1.5 million people in America live with lupus. You are guessing that about 20,000 Utahns have it, and many of those patients are young women.
Right. It's primarily women of childbearing age, but it's 90% are women, but we do see men, and we're seeing a lot more children. And I don't know if there are just are there are more children or we're just getting better at diagnosing, but it's scary to see the numbers continually rise. And yet, you know, it's more people than MS, cystic fibrosis, cerebral palsy, and sickle cell anemia and leukemia combined in the U.S. who have lupus, and yet we hear about it, you know, so much less than those illnesses.
Speaking with Noelle Raymond, she's president and CEO of the Utah chapter of the Lupus Foundation. There is a 5K run walk to benefit the Lupus Foundation this Saturday, May 5th at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City. More information on the website, kcpw.org. Well, once you finally get that diagnosis, what are the treatment options?
Well, that's the other hard part about dealing with lupus, there is no cure for lupus.
So you can't go in and get a shot or a pill.
No. And until last year, there had never been a medication designed specifically to treat lupus. Last year, the first drug ever designed specifically to treat lupus was approved by the FDA. So that was a huge success for lupus. And it's not a cure-all. It doesn't work for everyone. And it targets a very specific lupus population. But it's, you know, huge steps in forging a cure for lupus. But lupus is treated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, steroids. It's treated with anti-malarial drugs. And it's also treated with immunosuppressants. Some are forms of chemotherapy. Others are milder, but what they do is they suppress the immune system so it stops attacking itself. But of course, there's all the side effects that go along with suppressing the entire immune system. So sometimes these treatments can be, you know, not worse than the illness itself, but pretty hard to take as well.
How has it affected your life and just the various treatments that you've had to undergo?
It's hard. I mean, you don't ever hear anyone say it's easy, but I'm grateful that I'm here. I was on, you know, I've probably taken everything that there's out there for lupus since I got sick. But one of the things, I was on steroids for a long time, and I gained over 100 pounds
Wow.
from that. And, you know, putting on that kind of weight is never good for your health. And so then you have all the issues of dealing with that and what it does to your health. So it's a roller coaster, and lupus comes in flares too. So you don't know when symptoms will start coming up again. You have, you know, there's things you can, everyone knows certain markers that they watch out for, and they know things might be, you know, not looking good in the future, but it's different for everybody.
Now, the Lupus Foundation supports people with lupus, of course, but also urges financial backing of research into the disease. Are you finding that the research dollars are there, the interest is there to really continue, finding new and different treatments for lupus?
Right. There certainly needs to be more money for research, but since Benlysta was approved last year, I think more people are jumping on the bandwagon. It's becoming a more profitable disease. And, it's sad that that's what it comes down to, but that makes a big difference about who puts money into a disease. So it's improving.
The Walk for Lupus 5K Walk and Run will be held this Saturday, May 5th at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City. About 10 seconds left, but any details that people need to know about that event?
They can go to your website. They can go to utahlupus.org. The walk is a one loop around Liberty Park, and we have lunch for everyone. There's a big raffle, live music, and it's a really uplifting day for people with lupus to come together in support of this disease.
Noelle Raymond, president and CEO of the Utah chapter of the Lupus Foundation. Noelle, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Tomorrow, it's Law Day. We'll be talking about the role of juries in justice. I hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.